Thank you and good afternoon. Someone has said, take a tip from nature. Your ears aren't made to shut, but your mouth is. We appreciate the opportunity of Bible study again today. We're glad you've been listening this week to Bible Meditations. All right, let's get back to our study. We've been talking about prayer, and I believe that all of us understand how important it is to be able to talk to our Father in heaven. Not only do those who are children of God appreciate prayer and what it means, but do you know even some infidels who have nothing to do with God during their lifetime still come to appreciate the importance of talking to God? And so when they're at the time of death facing their own demise, many times they call upon God to help them in their time of sickness or death. Certainly, those who are not Christians wish they had the privilege Christians have when it comes to the time of death. That's the reason that so frequently people who are not Christians call for preachers and other religious workers to come and to pray for them when they're nearing death, because they realize the importance of it. Now, Jesus taught his disciples how to pray. They needed to know just how it's done, and so Jesus taught them in the Great Sermon on the Mount. This is Matthew, the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 9. Jesus told them, pray after this manner. Now, commonly, people call this the Lord's Prayer. Well, really, it's an instructional prayer. It's a prayer when Jesus taught his disciples. If you want to read the Lord's Prayer, look at John 17. It's recorded there. But here's the way Jesus said pray. Pray after this manner. We note it that he began with reverence for God, our Father, which art in heaven. And then he said, hallowed be thy name, that is, a name to be respected and revered and appreciated. The coming of the kingdom was prayed for because the kingdom hadn't come at that time. Since it has already come, our prayer would be not for the kingdom to come, but rather for the spread or growth of the kingdom. And then he says, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And we indicated the fact that the will of God must be submitted to. You and I must be willing to submit to God's will, even when we don't understand it, or even when maybe some of the requirements make it a little hard on us to do, we still must submit to the will of our Father in heaven. All right? He says, give us our daily bread, forgive our debts as we forgive our debtors. But now verse 13, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, look at this. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We're simply asking God to give us help at the time of temptation. Now, temptation is placed before us by Satan. Satan wants you and I to be lost. And so when we're praying, we pray for the Father to help us to get away from the temptations that are there. Do you remember immediately after Jesus' baptism, Matthew chapter 3 tells of his baptism for the purpose of fulfilling all righteousness. Well, then after his baptism, Jesus was led away by the devil into the wilderness to be tempted. And Satan began his temptation by saying, you're hungry, turn these stones into bread. Well, Jesus replied by saying, it is written. In other words, I'm not going to fall for that temptation. And then he pointed out that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Then, of course, Satan tried another angle. cast yourself down from the pinnacle of the temple. But Jesus said, it is written. Satan even used some scripture, saying God would send legions of angels to care for the Son of God. But Jesus answered, it is written. A third time, Satan said, fall down before me. And if you fall down before me, all the kingdoms of the earth will be yours. But Jesus replied, it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. It isn't hard to be able to see the temptation comes our way daily. Temptations to do the wrong thing. They test how strong we are. The temptations are placed here by Satan. God doesn't tempt us. You remember the book of James chapter 1, verse 13 says, the Lord doesn't tempt us. We're drawn away of our own lusts and enticed. That is, when we submit to Satan's will, we do the wrong thing. Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5, their heart was filled to lie unto God. But where did it come from? Well, from Satan, of course. Why has Satan filled thine heart to lie unto God? And so Satan wants us to lie and to do things that are wrong. But in our prayer we're saying, Father, don't lead us into evil, but rather deliver us from temptation. And then he indicates the recognition of his power. His is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Of course, it was not stated in Jesus' name, but in his name we offer our prayers to our Father in heaven. We do appreciate the opportunity of talking to you about prayer. We hope you'll be listening again on Monday. And remember, it was Jesus who said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. We now return you to our announcer.